Hold on. Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 8 of the Sam Smith Audio Show. I've got my buddy Zane, Zane Spicer, and his girlfriend here. And we are just recording random shit while we're hanging out. And so I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope everybody enjoyed the last episode with Hugo Torres. Big shout out to you, Hugo. You did awesome, and I can't wait to record with you again. So here we go. Here's Zane and his girlfriend. What was you saying again? Sorry to cut you off. Yeah.
Had babies. She had 5. One of them was dead right off the bat, but he was super fucking cool. So he was solid white. He had black stripes on. Like, I've never seen a fucking cat like that before, unless, you know, like tigers. But his name was Cyclops because he only had one fucking eyeball that was in the middle of his head.
Yeah.
The weirdest shit in the world. And then the other one died. It was a runt. But then I had the 3 cats. So his dad is named after Pulp Fiction, yeah. And then I had Mr. Blue from Reservoir Dog.
Yeah.
And then I had my girl cat, which I named Machete because of Machete. I mean, it has nothing to do with Quentin Tarantino, but after that's the name.
Yeah.
But no, I had Zed and Mr. Blue.
My daughter thinks she's a princess, so.
She is too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you get for having a girl.
Yes. Whoa. My daughter only wants to dress up princess dresses and shit. She's got like a little tiara she wears around the house and stuff. And she literally, I'm pretty sure she literally believes that she's a princess. And I don't do any, I'm not helping at all because I egg it on, you know.
Zane's
making chicken nuggets or no. Said what? Chicken sandwiches and hot dogs. So, he is a lifesaver right now after drinking beers. So, he's my hero. For the sandwiches and hot dogs. Yeah. Didn't you say you was making chicken sandwiches?
Chicken sandwiches and hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I heard. What?
Okay, so a lot of people apparently, I was talking to Jess at work. She did not realize that koalas have 2 thumbs, right?
You know you're going to be listening to all over the world.
That's all right.
Fuck.
But no. Okay, so koala has 2 thumbs. I have recently found out that you know.
Are you sure koala has 2 thumbs?
Yeah, they have 2 thumbs. They only have 4 fingers on the other side.
Oh, fuck.
This one's real kind of weird. I like to look up random information. Kangaroos. We'll just jump into it. Kangaroos, their balls are above their dick.
What?
Not only that, but they have 2 penises.
Holy
and
shit.
And the female kangaroo supposedly has 3 vaginas.
Holy
yes.
shit.
Yes. Swear to God, I've seen that information. Now I gotta look it up.
Yeah, we gotta Google that. Kangaroos have, you said 3 vaginas.
3 vaginas. Apparently, 2 of them are used.
2 dicks.
Yeah.
And their balls are above their dick.
And their balls are above their dick. Could you imagine how awkward that would be?
Why do you think they always go like this?
Hold on, I gotta look it up.
Yeah. They're not just rubbing their pouch.
Yes, right here.
Hey guys,
okay,
Zane's here.
So, kangaroo testicles are above the penis.
I'm finally done on my
mobile.
Quest to make chicken sandwiches and hot dogs.
Kangaroos have 3 vaginas. The outside 2 are for sperm. The one in the middle is the uterus. Urinary tract goes through the middle of the 3 vaginas. Okay. You got 2 penises, 3 vaginas. Balls are above the penis. Yep. Nope. All right there. I did not make that shit up.
Oh. Holy There you have it, guys. It's all there on Google. Fucking two dicks on a male kangaroo. There's your fun facts for the week.
You can actually find this. It's the segment or the article's called "Kangaroo Genitals Are Weirder Than You Ever Thought Possible" at grist.org.
There you go. I know you don't like me.
No, I don't. But like I said, I like Red's Apple Ale, and I like Angry Orchards. But it's because I like that crisp apple taste. I'm not a big fan of the wheat and barley taste from the beers. It's just very bitter.
Yeah.
As my dad has told me in the past, it's a very acquired taste.
That's what I was just fixing to say. It's an acquired taste, yeah.
However, I love my heavy alcohol.
I can't drink liquor anymore because I get too pissed off, angry, and I'll go off into rants.
And I'm honestly just, I guess, saying this on the podcast to kind of, because I'm proud of myself about this and to do like a little bit of free promotion.
What for?
Exactly. I'm trying to become a producer. I make a lot of beats. Well, not a lot. I've started making more beats. I don't know how to, like, upload them to, SoundCloud, but, I have a friend named Nelson Grahams who is on YouTube. He has a big platform. He's on Facebook, Instagram, pretty much any social media. You can think of, you name it, he's got it. But yeah, he has 400,000 subscribers, and I got the pleasure of becoming his friend at the end of September, beginning of October, because he was nice enough to do a rendition of a rap song that I wrote, from there, we just kind of hit it off. Now we're working together alongside my brother. I'm making beats. We're also writing down lyric songs. And it's...
What the hell was that? That's good.
What is she doing in there?
BMA.
She's just, oh, it sounds like she's watching a movie, but I'm like, what the hell is that noise? I just keep hearing it while I'm trying to talk, and it's making me lose my train of thought. But anyways, yeah, so I'm making beats, writing songs. My little brother, he raps. He goes under the alias of Jeremy. It's Jeremi. And he's actually pretty good. We're stepbrothers. He and I both have really looked up to like Nelson's channel for a while. We've been big fans and stuff. And I introduced him to Nelson after becoming good friends with him. And now we're all working together. And this is really awesome. you can get... you can get a hold of me on Facebook. Just look up Zane Spicer, I think. Or maybe it's under Zane Jarrett Spicer. I don't know. I think it's just Zane Spicer. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Zane Spicer.
And then also, my Instagram is official.Zan, Zan, _X, I believe. And if that's if you want to, like, try to get a hold of me there. If you want to, like, have me send you links to hear my beats that I'm making. Hopefully, working with Nelson, he will end up putting my beats on his channel as well. But I know that right now, me and him and my brother are working on doing beats and songwriting, so that way we can make songs together. But I'm hoping that he'll post some of my independent stuff as well. But yeah, I'm really excited for what I've been doing. I've been taking producing a lot more seriously as of lately. I've only recently gotten back into it, but in the past, like, I think Tuesday, Thursday, or anywhere from Tuesday to Thursday would make a week. The last week has been kind of a blur.
You want to play one of your beats?
Oh, yeah, man. Where's my phone? Oh, it's in my pocket. Wait. Yup, there it is. Even if we don't have the speaker plugged up with the aux cord and I Bluetooth my phone to the speaker, would the microphone still pick up the audio?
It should, yeah.
Okay, do you mind if I do that?
No.
I just think they would be able to hear it better because I want them to be able to hear the bass.
You know, the only thing that I would have to monitor for, really, is for the...
Oh, you can do it with the gear.
Yeah. Well, no. That's just for the... that would just be the place to do it. Or, you know, that's just the plug for monitoring. Yeah, you'd have to connect to the Bluetooth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Unless, if I had another cord like this one, then I might could plug it up. Yeah, I would just do it on your phone through the microphone for now. That would be the easier way to do it.
There we go. To like blast their ears out.
Yeah. We just put the microphone like down here.
Or I could put the speaker over there behind the rope.
Yeah, that'd work good.
Can you put this behind you?
That way it won't blast their ears out.
Yeah.
Hope's not really, she's not supposed to the fucking phone. We can hook up the earbuds. And on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we can make sure that, like, the beat when it's playing is not blasting out, you know, too loud.
Hmm. So I have three beats right now from which to choose from. Do you want to listen to all three, or do you want to, Travis Scott type beat that I made, the Juice WRLD guitar type beat that I made, or the Japanese trap type beat that I made that I call the Whistling Roaming Ronin?
Let's do the Japanese type.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thanks, man. Kind of whenever I was making this, it kind of makes me think of Kill Bill.
Yeah, I can see. I can hear that, you know.
Because that's about a woman samurai trying to get revenge for a bitch stealing her eyeball.
Yeah. Kill Bill is the shit.
Yeah. And there was, I can't remember exactly how the tune went, but I know that there was a part where there was like a whistle that was in the movie that was significant to the movie itself.
Yeah. How do you go about making
beats?
Do you do it off your phone?
Yeah, I use my phone and my speaker. I have two different apps that I use. One's called BandLab, the other one's called Splash. I've messed around with BandLab a little bit. But for the past 3 beats that I've made, I have used Splash, and it's really awesome. I love this app a lot. BandLab is also pretty good too, because it kind of works the same, but it has a lot of different things. You can import a track, so like say, if I wanted to import one of those beats that I've made recently,
yeah.
I could do that, and then I could like rap over it with my a voice microphone. I could do MIDI instruments if I wanted to, and there's over 200 sounds. This is where I actually do most of the beat making itself. That is my favorite part. You can also use it to amp your guitar, if you're a guitar player, and also plug in your bass as well. But like I said, I use Looper. I have a couple different packs that I like to use. Bedroom Beats Volume 2, Dark Top, Lo-Fi Hip Hop Volume 2, Bedroom Beats Track 1, Acid Blaster, G-Funk Classic, Underground Trap Volume 2, Underground Trap Volume 1, which is also kind of like a Japanese trap type beat. Classic Hip Hop, Lo-Fi Hip Hop Redux, and then I'm trying to expand my horizons with beat making through genres of music that I already like. And whenever I go on, I listen to a lot of lo-fi music. I also listen to like a lot of vaporwave, rap, obviously. That's what the Japanese trap type beat I was making for was actually meant for. I could sample what I showed you earlier so they can kind of get a feel for something that's like Sorry for the abrupt, ending on that. It doesn't really have a smooth, way to end the beat, really. Just kind of, abrupt.
Yeah, that's cool. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make the beats and then put them on a different, some kind of different software.
And to make it fade out. That's one of the things about working with Nelson is he said that any beat that I make, I could send over to him. Which me, him, and my brother, we group chat and video chat with each other on Facebook Messenger. And I've actually, whenever I download my beats to my phone after I've made them through the apps that I use, I use LinkShare. And it basically makes its own web link to go and download the song, or the beat, rather. And they listen to it, and then they start writing music over it, or whatever. So, basically, he told me that if there's any beats that I make personally that he, wants to put on his channel, he will mix and master them, so I would believe that that means that he would be able to make it where the song would be able to get out, rather than just stop abruptly.
Yeah. Yeah, you can definitely do that. There's an app that I use for my podcast that would work well with what you talk about. Actually, it's on my other phone, but it's called Wave Editor, and, you can make your beats and then upload them onto Wave Editor, and then you can make them to where they fade out and stuff like that, mix and master them and all of that stuff.
You said you have that on your phone?
Yeah, I have it on my other phone. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask, we'll just smoke out the window. Can I play that one Juice WRLD beat real quick that I made?
Yeah, go ahead, play that.
Because that's actually the one that I've also made today, but it's my favorite one I've made so far.
Yeah, go ahead, play that. So, yeah, because I like that.
Yeah, it's a much different. It's a different kind of vibe with the beat.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was a Juice WRLD guitar type beat that I made. And the alias that I go by for making my beats or for songwriting, rapping, whatever, because I have this project, this series of projects that I'm going to be doing with Nelson Grahams and my brother. I go by the alias of Xanax. The reason why that is because my name is Zane. It's kind of, there's a huge story behind the name. People have always messed up my name, just calling me Dan, Z-A-N. They didn't ever pronounce the E. There was one point in time that, because of that, people started calling me X. And that's not confused, I could be that. I haven't really smoked weed today. That's what happens when you ingest marijuana.
The marijuana.
The marijuana. part of the reason why that is because I do have a song that talks about struggles that I went through using Xanax for a while. like I said, the first beginning three letters of the of my alias is D-A-N. The first three letters of my real name also. And then it's dash X because it's a Xanax. Has to do with what I used to struggle with. I've overcame that. And it's basically both of the nicknames that I've had in my past, Xan and X.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is a Juice WRLD type beat that I've made. The only reason why I put a artist in front of the name is because whenever I make my beat, I kind of correlate it to what I think it sounds most like. And as I was making this, I thought, hey, this kind of sounds like Juice WRLD. Or even actually, there's a new artist that I've been listening to. He raps as well. His name is, I think it's pronounced Ian Dior. It's I-A-N-N-D-I-O-R.
Yeah.
So I would think that would be Ian Dior.
Yeah.
And he has a song called Strings. That song kind of sounds like something that Juice WRLD would be on. And it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this, it could be that type of beat too. But, I'm going to stop rambling now and just go ahead and play the beat.
No, you're good. I like the intro, of course.
Yeah. My biggest worry about playing these beats is I'm hoping that they'll actually be able to hear the bass, because that's actually one of my signature things. Is not only do I like to like just focus on just like the beat itself, I like those undertones, like the undertone of the bass, because I'm what you would consider a bass head. I love heavy bass, a lot of 808s and stuff like that, and that's something that I try to focus on, because one of my favorite things, honestly, is whenever I'm like in a car or whatever, I like the bass to be so loud that I can like feel my feet vibrating, or like just my body vibrating. My body vibrating is the best, because it kind of feels like a massage. So I'm like, yeah, heavy bass, bro. So that's why I hope that they can hear the bass, because it's, not that it would be the same as listening to it like in person or whatever, but you know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's because music, the vibrations from music, it affects your consciousness and your mood. And it affects you on a deeper level than you realize.
Mm-hmm. So
that's why, that's part of the reason that you like the vibrations of the beat. And a lot of that goes with the mushrooms.
I guess that's why
too.
People say, yeah, I can vibe with this.
Yeah, yeah, that is. That's exactly why.
Not
know?
To make a dad joke there or anything.
No, no. No, it's putting off, you know, vibrations, you know.
Oh,
and
what the hell is going on?
Some vibrations are good.
What happened?
Some vibrations are bad.
I'm not trying to send Julia my.
No.
No. I was trying to get the speaker back to where it's. Everybody.
Yeah, it is.
That actually looks like a snake version. Only with black eyes, not green eyes with black. Dude, that's a dope ass fucking snake.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing for a second.
I'm gonna actually end it right now. We're at 44 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh,
so.
Oh wait, we could go to a commercial for a cigarette.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we'll be back after this break. Later.
Bye, guys.